CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own by, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the by guys.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. I am so happy to be here. There are some stunning developments.
You don't got to make it so aggressive, Ian.
Yeah, it's also the fun bye.
I'm excited. Jamar just found out what the show is called. And then Nathan also.
Nathan, where is Mohawk? This is not a rainbow. I got to tell you, nigga, this is not a rainbow.
Rainbow.
No, it's not.
No, it's just all his favorite flavors.
You came perfectly prepared.
I may have strategically invited Jamar without telling him the name of the show because he's a great hang. I wanted him to come. It's not the gayest show ever.
No, we don't do gay shit. It just so happens that me and Zach are bi.
And we're friends.
And we're all about if you want to live the life however you want to live, no judgments. We encourage.
Yeah.
But as the show is called Bye Guys, every time we have a new guest on, we have them kiss the host. So, Jamar, your choice.
Come here, Alex.
I'm so excited about this show today. We have fantastic guests. To my left, the one, the only, the fantastic Martin Rotten Luther King.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing, man? Ian, you're one of my favorite people in the world. You too, Zach.
Yeah.
I don't know you, man, but you're badass and cool.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Yeah.
That's what this show's about.
I'm the gayest one on this show.
Really?
Yeah. No. I'm not gay, but I listen to gay music.
Honestly, so Scopo opens for me, crushes, amazing. We have fun, but on the car ride. He listens. It's so gay and bad. It's like he gets excited.
Olivia Rodrigo, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey's
Linkin
good.
Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Damn, I love Mariah Carey.
It's good. I love Mariah Carey. It's just so good.
How's Linkin Park good?
No, but it's because I.
It's poppy. It's like poppy.
Yeah,
and his music
stuff.
Has to be like. Roo, 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 roo.
Yeah, and like I want
to listen to dogs singing Christmas carols.
Yeah.
I want to listen to Metallica. I want to listen to bands called Madball and Trapped Under Ice. And he's like, no, I want to listen to sports talk radio or maybe this Taylor Swift song.
She came out with a new banger recently. So,
God, but he chooses to have Carly Rae Jepsen as his intro song on stage.
Yeah,
good podcast. Too gay, too white.
Ah.
Well, what does that mean? Who
that was the original title.
Yeah.
Jamar is on the show. Nathan Hurd is on the show. We met the other night. We bonded immediately, hanging out at the cellar. We all ate wings. You guys shared them. It was very kind, and I'm happy you're here. Nathan.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. And also, we introduced him already, but Christopher Scopo.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, Scopo.
Yes.
Scope, I pictured you as just straight up Billy Joel in the car.
Mm. No, I like the poppy shit. That gets me
really
going for a show. I like pumps me up. Yeah.
And then he comes to my crowds and it's all like tattooed, piercing people, and they fucking loved you.
Yeah. I know. I was a little nervous in Long Island and Amityville because I talk about fucking, I don't know, millennials, and they're like, I hate my father.
Yeah.
You know, it's like stuff like that. So.
But they loved it.
They
loved
had a good time.
It's great. And this weekend, we're going to be at Louisville Comedy Club, Louisville, Kentucky. Come on out.
Let's use that as a plug.
Yeah, let's get plugs out of the way. That's amazing.
Jamar, what do you want to plug, my friend?
Oh, man, I have a great special on YouTube called Rotten Luther King Jr. And I'll be in Fort Worth at that new comedy club December 7th. And I'll be in Austin for a while.
Yes.
Excellent. Nathan?
I got a comedy special on YouTube. I made it funny. And I'll be in Vegas December 1st and 2nd at the Notoriety Theater.
Oh, very sick. I did that recently as well. Nice Gangfest there. It's excellent.
They changed the theater, didn't they?
Yeah, it's really nice stuff.
Is it nice?
It's really cool. Yeah. You're going to love it.
That's dope. And where can people buy tickets, Nathan?
Just go to Nathan Hurd Comedy, and they're on my link.
Love it.
Fantastic. Yeah, love it.
Scopo? I'm at Nick's Comedy Stop next weekend, the 24th, 25th, Thanksgiving weekend. Go to nickscomedystop.com. And I'm also at Governor's December 8th, Friday night, December 8th. Come check it out.
Hell yeah.
That's phenomenal. I got a couple dates I'm going to be announcing soon, but for now, just follow me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. And my other shows here on the network, Real Ass Podcast, and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight.
Yes, amazing. IanFrieDance.com. My first special taping, December 3rd, Sunday, The Cutting Room, New York City, is sold out. I can't wait. I'm excited. Thank you, everybody, for buying tickets. This weekend, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, at Louisville Comedy Club. Next weekend, I'm doing a weekend at the Pittsburgh Improv. IanFinance.com for tickets. I'm running the hour. I'm excited about it. Beanie and with Jordan every Wednesday on YouTube. And Zach, what can people do if they love the show?
Hey, if you love the show, go to GasDigital.com, the new Gas Digital. Use that promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the great shows available on the network. We also have merch at MerchEngine.com, where you can get hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. And thank you for wearing the merch out to shows. It really means a lot.
Yes, we love it. Now that we're back to the show, I have to say, the other night we pitched an idea to Jamar that I think would be amazing. A Charlie Chaplin-style silent film starring Jamar. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're a very expressive person. I think it would work very well.
Yeah. But like, what would it be? Is there like, you said like vignettes or some shit?
Yeah.
Like, how long would it be?
Like Bow to Buster Scruggs, mm-hmm. A bunch of different vignettes.
Yes.
And it would be, we could do the tropes of those movies of like you working in a factory, going on like a date, or you're like riding a bike and you get involved in like a circus or something, like all these things that they did, but it would be you and as like present day Charlie
Chaplin.
Yeah,
but set in 1930s though.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be in it.
Yeah.
actually, Nathan. Yeah, it would be
an hour and a half.
Be cops chasing him.
Yeah.
He talks to a white lady. He's not good. Get out of here.
50 title cards. Get out of here, you.
Some cop going, run. Yeah.
I think it'd be great.
I still want to do it.
Yeah. Right? Wouldn't that be amazing?
What's it called?
What, Alex, pull up some of the Charlie Chaplin
Naplin.
Movies.
A Compton Story.
No, not Naplin. What? Hey, you got anything?
I'm trying to think.
You trying to navigate living in Compton and staying away from gang violence, but as a silent film.
Punk bitch?
Punk bitch?
Alex?
What do they hate you?
Like just the conversations you have with the homies on the stoop.
Yeah.
You could, you know what I mean? Like you can black and white that and then put them all in the captions. I think that would be dope.
Yeah. Dude. Should we not be discussing
this? That's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Shoot it on 16mm.
Yeah.
This is really good.
It could be
good. Alex, what are some Charlie Chaplin movies called? You could do the Chaplin mustache with a mohawk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, Michael Jordan brought it back. You're allowed to have it.
Yeah.
That would be amazing, dude. Oh, City Lights, The Kid.
Oh, it's called Modern Times.
Whoa. Monsieur Verdot, but we could call that Monsieur Black Man.
Come on,
Compton Lights. Compton Lights. City Lights.
Compton Lights.
The Gold Rush, the Gold Tooth.
See the circus.
Wow.
Gold Rush, the Gold Tooth.
The pawn shop. How about at the pawn shop?
Yeah, there you go.
Scopo, please. What are 15 more? The Immigrant Home. Yep. Wow. The Floorwalker. Oh, boy. The Pilgrim. The Vagabond. The Tramp.
Oh, the tramp, that's the main one right there.
Dude, these different ones could be the small little vignettes but set in your life.
Do they all tell one story?
Yeah, can you give a description of like what's the Vagabond about? Let's see. Charlie rescues a kidnapped and abused woman from gypsies, and the two seem to be falling in love.
Let's make her white. Let's be real.
As she starts to leave with a rival, she realizes her heart belongs to Jamar.
I'm sold.
I'm sold.
Dude.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yo.
Greenlight it.
Cannes 2024.
These would be amazing.
Cannes 2024.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you.
Holy fucking shit.
By the way, Cannes is a wild experience.
Really?
You never feel poor in your life.
Tell us.
Seeing, I did Cannes, and holy
when?
Shit. 2015, I think.
Why?
To show a movie.
Right, no, but tell us.
Yeah, one of my movies. We screened there, and dude, the rich, like it's the most expensive city in the world. The month of the festival, and like you forget because you have euros, because you feel it's like Monopoly money. Like a sandwich at a cart, you'll walk away and be like, I just spent $45.
God damn.
No.
Yeah.
Isn't that where like
Disneyland sandwich?
It's where like actresses who aren't getting parts in movies go to bang rich oligarchs.
Yeah, the yachting.
Yeah, they go like
so like say for instance, and
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, that's exactly who I was gonna say.
Yeah,
like an out of favor actress. They are essentially like high paid
escorts. Yeah,
and they go yacht to yacht for all these like billionaires, and they get
for like $100,000, $200,000.
They get fucked to get something
like a
no
like
no
a,
just for the money.
Like a Saudi Arabian prince wants to bang Lindsay Lohan.
So and Lindsay Lohan will go over there. And
I mean, if
the
she's
money.
Not getting any work in, she needs
start
money.
Start saving like now, level, Jamar. Like,
yeah.
Start saving now.
I love a Saudi prince to go. I like him. This is nice.
But you'll see like the hottest women you've ever seen in your life, and then like I don't know how to describe dudes that are like sheiks. Like the full, like, in the full outfit, the ugliest dudes in the world. And you're like, that dude is paying $100,000 a day to wreck this chick out.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't ever want to have to pay $100,000 to fuck.
But
if that's in your ashtray, why not?
Yeah. But it was a wild experience. So the whole reason for Cannes is because that's like a great vacation spot. But that month, it rains the whole month. So they needed a way to get tourism in. Mm. So they created the film festival to get people there that month. So it is a beautiful city that is getting rained on, and the most beautiful women in the world are walking around with the ugliest men you've ever seen in your life.
Can normies like me fuck somebody's house?
You ain't going to be a normie when your movie's premiere.
Yeah, once you get like a 10-minute standing ovation, they're going to want to fuck you.
Oh.
Really?
This is where all this, everyone, oh, he had an 8-minute standing ovation.
Dude, yo, this would be a killer way. So the movie leads up to actual footage of the film festival where their movie's premiering, but it's still in the film of everyone black and white standing, round of applause, standing ovation, and then it can pull out to like color or something, and it brings you back to actually who you really are, and you're at Cannes, and you're like, damn, anyone trying to fuck? And they arrest you, and then that's the end.
Le está gustando mi podcast? That's Are You Liking My Podcast in Spanish. Why do I know that? From our new friends at Babbel. Babbel is a great way to learn a language. The best way to learn a language is through immersion, actually going to a place where they speak it. But the second best way is our friends at Babbel. It's not just an app on your phone or games where you're not really learning anything. With Babbel, you can start learning a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are little more than games, Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations. All of Babbel's tips and tools for learning a new language are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching. So all we need you to do today, if you want to sign up for a limited time only, is go to babbel.com, that's babbel.com/guys, G-U-Y-S, and you're going to get 55% off your order. One more time, guys, that's babbel.com/guys for 55% off. Rules and restrictions may apply. Start learning a new language in as little as 3 weeks with our new friends at Babbel. Let's get back into the show.
All right. It was shockingly hard to get arrested at Cannes because I tried.
Really?
We were filming a documentary. So basically, it's really spent. I think we were in an apartment that was for 5 people. For the month, it was $40,000.
We raised it
on Indiegogo. So we couldn't afford to advertise the movie. So what we did was we had parades every day, 3 times a day, with all the people like in costumes and shit, giving out flyers to come see our movie so we could sell out all the screenings. So I started streaking, trying to get arrested to get in the paper. So I went to the hotel, one of the hotels, all the paparazzi were outside, and I ran naked through the paparazzi. I did it again on the strip in front of the main like convention center. And then there's a bar called Le Petit Majestic, where all like the high powered executives go to make deals and buy movies.
That's also
and
what I ran, call my penis.
And I ran through it naked screaming.
I liked it.
I ran through it naked screaming and got bodied by a cop. I mean, he got under me and threw me into a wall, and then three cops threw me into a wall, and I didn't speak any French, but we had like a French person there who was yelling like, he doesn't speak French, we're here with him. And I had like my shit. I had the number to call to get out of jail. Like, I had the person that was going to bail me out, and I have anything else on me. And the cop literally just pulled my pants up and went, this is forbidden. Go home.
God damn.
Oh, my
That's
God.
It?
Yeah.
You didn't make the paper, no nothing?
I mean, a lot. I got a bunch of articles about how we were disruptive and terrible, and it was disgusting.
I mean, there was sex trafficking going on there, so.
Yeah. There was there's a list somewhere, the most disgusting moments in the history of the Cannes Film Festival.
Are you
and I'm on
it?
Yeah,
nuh-uh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you please find that
I think
now?
It's the least sexy moments in the history of Cannes, something like
no
that.
No way.
I've seen it, and it's a picture of me.
No
naked,
way.
Running down the street.
How have we not known this? This is like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important.
Guerrilla marketing, baby.
That's incredible.
That's what came to the screening, though.
Yeah. We sold out every screening.
Wow. No,
I know what we're doing for our movie.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. You're running around naked. All balls right. are dangling.
All right. I'll do it.
You got to do what you got to do, baby.
Hey. Damn. You're cool.
Right?
No, I was reckless.
Oh. How long ago was that? 2015?
Yeah.
It's 8 years ago.
Yeah, pretty much. Wow. I was a reckless man. I had to retire the getting naked too much thing. Mm-hmm. It's frowned upon.
Nate, would you streak for the project?
Not at this age.
Would you streak through the projects?
Oh, that's a scene. That's a scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
This movie's coming together. So
right? Good. This is great. How do you keep your mohawk on your head?
Double-sided wig tape. Would you like to see under it?
Yes.
Would the world like to see under it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I feel like a robot in the movies or something like that.
I got to be honest with you. I've always just thought you had a mohawk.
Really?
That's yeah, not a real I really mohawk? Had no clue that that was not.
Am I less cool? But no, you see great. Me. But you see me with hats, and then you see me with the mohawk? Oh, or have you man. Always seen me with a mohawk?
Can I why touch not? I just figured your it? Mohawk yeah, sure. was stuffed under the hat.
Wow. Why not get a real mohawk?
Because I can't grow hair.
Oh,
you're bald.
Okay. Yeah, I have alopecia.
Oh, Jade, I'm sorry. Hey, now, did you spray paint that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
dope. It was red, then I painted it black, and then I start like.
Anytime it's windy, you're a little nervous?
No,
not
no, because just how? Grab it a little bit.
Yeah, it ain't
it's
going
like
nowhere.
Really on there.
Whoa. All right. How often do you have to take the tape off?
I can keep it on all day.
Do you sleep with it?
No. I slept with it before, but I don't usually.
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah, keep
hell.
It nice, yeah.
Did you and your girl ever put on each other's wigs by accident in the morning?
Yeah.
You should do that, Nathan. You guys can be the mohawk pals.
I'm already albino. I don't need the mohawk. I feel like I don't need another thing that people are looking at.
Yeah. I got caught cheating on my ex with a black chick because she found her wig in my closet.
What?
She left
you couldn't pull it off as yours?
I have gotten away with underwear. Because luckily I fuck girls that are my size. I have had a girl find underwear and I always said they were mine. Yeah. But the wig was like a purple bob. Mm. And she found it and it definitely belonged to a black like it was so a black girl's wig and I was like,
did she put it on and go, mm-mm-mm?
No, she No,
did it come with no foolishness?
Hit, she fucking beat the, she fucking hit me a bunch.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yelled the N-word at me.
No.
Wow.
Wow. Alex, you know. Alex, bring up, do you have the, did you find Zach on the thing?
No, there's so many different most controversial can moments. What year was it?
2014, 2015.
Okay. Can you type
it? I think it's the least sexy.
Least sexy cans.
Zach. I remember the guy called said describing as having the gut of a wallowing animal.
God damn. No way. Oh, dude.
Yeah, but do it in a French accent.
Oh, wallowing?
Is a wallowing animal, huh?
That is an unnecessary adjective right there.
Is a wallowing animal.
This is unacceptable.
This is unacceptable.
We do not do this in France.
And he pulled your pants up.
Get out of here.
I like that. I like that you were running with your pants around your ankles.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have a method of escape.
Yeah.
So eventually I had to put my pants back on and just.
Now, like, where are you at this point? Like, we take the pants off. Like, when does the pants, like, go down?
It's a coordinated effort. We had walkie-talkies. So we set up cameramen outside the bar. I went in the bar, took my pants down, and ran out screaming. We had people with posters for the movie on either side of me. And was like, come see Return to Nukem High. And I go, ah!
Anything on the chest? Any advertising on the chest?
Yeah, we wrote on me a few times.
Can nice. We see footage of this?
We have a movie coming out called Occupy Can.
No way.
Yeah, they just screened it the other night.
Dude, that's so cool.
But I think they blur my dick in it because they're trying to sell it.
Well, I'll tell you this. Steve-O has a new special out called Steve-O's Bucket List, and he does all the stunts he was not cleared to do for Jackass. And in one of the stunts, he jumps out of a plane and times it to where he's jacking off on the plane, and right when he jumps out, he's coming.
Oh,
so he starts jizzing, and he jumps out of the plane, and so there's no sensor. They spray-painted him black from, like, so they made him a sensor, basically. Mm-hmm. But you could see his cock and everything, but it's all like black spray paint, like it would be a sensor mark.
Yeah.
And it's fucking insane.
What?
He gets a vasectomy and then rides a horse.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. But the cool thing is the way
and
it's
that's
set
easier
up,
than writing material.
Is it? The way it's set up, and what's cool about it is he's like a storyteller comic. So he's on stage, he's telling stories, and then he tells the story of this insane thing, and then he goes, all right, now here it is, and shows it. And at the filming, fucking five different people puked and passed out because it's so crazy, the things he was doing. He gets part of his ear chopped off. It's fucking nuts.
What?
How does he always like put himself like back together? Because when you see him in real life, he looks fine.
Oh no, he doesn't. Like the teeth are fake. I know that like he's not.
He's banged up.
Yeah, he's banged up. So is Johnny Knoxville. They had
Johnny Knoxville had a catheter for years because
he broke his dick.
Yeah, he broke his urethra. Yeah.
How?
He was motorcycle went in the air and landed on his pelvis and tore his urethra.
Are we sitting here going, oh yeah, that doesn't make any sense? It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Oh. It makes perfect sense that why they're fucked up.
How the hot dog's made. It's not as...
Yeah, he broke. And he was like, he was awake in the back of the...
Remember we get knocked out by Butterbee? That was the best.
No, Wee Man's alive. Wee Man's alive. He's in the special.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kid Rock's little guy's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The little boy. Yeah. Damn. Oh, could you imagine?
Dude, a catheter?
Breaks?
Yeah. He was like... I'm just blood coming out of my pee-pee. I remember hearing that in was it Jackass 2, I think?
No, it was Evil Knievel.
Yes, it was.
Oh.
It was crazy.
Is there a trailer for that? Do they show him landing?
They show him landing.
So basically he was trying to do a jump, but he let go of the bike too early, so he lands flat on his back. The bike goes up and comes back down and lands on his dick.
Yeah.
In the last moment he couldn't... Dude, what if the timing was perfect? You just push it out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah.
And what's crazy about...
Hey, you got to get a laugh somehow.
Yeah.
So, what's crazy about Steve-O is he's sober now, so he doesn't take the pain meds.
Yeah,
so, right. Like, everything that he goes through is
I think that's what led him to the pain meds.
I mean, he doesn't come off. I was with him last week. He doesn't come off. He's, like, banged up.
That's what I'm saying.
He, like, hides it. Like, he's been at Skankfest. We've been around him. He's walking around like normal, but that's a good point of like, how do you hold it together? I mean, he's superhuman.
Yeah, and I also think some people are just built
right
to take punishment.
Yeah, yeah.
Travis Pastrana. That dude's different.
That guy jumped out of an airplane with no parachute.
Yeah.
That's crazy. There was a guy like with him that put it on him, but he was literally floating through the air with no parachute
at
one point.
Drinking a Red Bull.
Yeah, drinking a Red Bull.
Yeah.
I do that. How did he land?
They put a parachute on him.
Yeah,
I do that.
Oh, midair?
You would do that.
I would jump back. If I had guys that knew how to grab me and fly to me and put the thing on me and we practiced, I'd jump out of a fucking plane without a
parachute. No, you need to. No. First of all, you need to have like thousands of jumps before you even attempt this.
And I say that now, but getting in there, I'd be like, I know.
So as far as Steve-O jerking off out of the airplane,
yeah.
I hate my life and want to die when I jerk off on the ground. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the post-nut clarity of be like, oh, I just jumped out of a plane?
I mean,
like, you're all worked up. You come,
yeah, but imagine
and then
how
all your honesty hits your brain
euphoria.
At once.
That second you're feeling the euphoria of jizzing, you then jump out of a plane
a
and you're just like floating.
What if it's the greatest cum you've ever had and it's the only way you can come again?
Right.
I got to come out of a plane every time.
Have you ever jumped out of a plane? Anybody?
I did.
Yes, I
did.
I have.
It's awesome, right?
Yeah, it's the best. It's fucking crazy.
It's really
yeah.
cool.
It's amazing.
Why?
Really cool.
How? Why?
My brother dared me and I couldn't back off.
I mean, why is it the best ever?
It's just like you're falling through the sky.
It's an
pretty
experience
insane.
You cannot
yeah.
simulate on the ground.
Yeah, and also it you know, philosophically, it takes your biggest fear, and when you get to the other side of it, you're like, whoa, do I really have anything to truly be afraid of?
That's not true. That but
is, everything yeah.
That's not true at all. No. I'm not still petrified of heights.
Oh,
No,
I'm not saying heights. I'm saying take a step back. You're not fear of jumping out of a plane, yeah. any fear at all. Yeah. When you look at things, you go, all my fears are just in my head. They're not real.
Hey, jump onto Crenshaw Street and see if you're still not afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I want to do a hot air balloon.
I don't want
to
do
that's,
that.
That's to me. That's for that's.
That's too scary. That's
I'll unless you have a hot air
what
balloon.
What do you mean?
It's you're that'd in a fun. Basket.
Yeah, that looks
recently,
cool though.
You're
recently I can hang out
a
that.
Hot air balloon. Fucking, just floated away.
Where
I believe
I saw it.
Isn't there a guy who did a stunt where he tied himself to a bunch of balloons?
David Blaine.
No, he died. This guy died.
Oh,
he fucked it up and he just floated away and died.
What do you really? Mean he tied himself to a bunch of balloons?
Like a cartoon. Like he had a, like up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, just a chair and a bunch of balloons?
And he died, yeah.
Oh, that's Alex, is there a video?
I'm pretty sure.
But wait, David Blaine had like a failsafe where like at one point he was just going to release himself. And he was going to fall back to Earth. This guy didn't have a failsafe?
Yo, did you ever?
David Blaine had like a harness on and shit.
Did yeah. you ever see
this guy just
tied himself?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the David Blaine magic trick where he's with Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
With the card trick?
Get the fuck out of my house.
Get the fuck out of
the
my house.
The best
house.
Is David Blaine on the streets. And then he goes to black people,
yeah,
and then when they run,
wait,
it's
Brazilian
the best.
Priest died.
Oh, we got to put that in the movie too.
Sorry, I'm still
Brazilian priest reading. Died after tying himself to 1,000 balloons and being found in ocean months later.
Hey,
is it funny?
Well, and that shit was full of helium and shit.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Did he want to go meet God?
Yo, what about
I so low key want to get 1,000 balloons and really try and do this shit?
Ever since I saw Police Academy.
Oh yeah. Oh, I love Police Academy.
Of course.
Did
you
have
do.
The toys?
Of course. Bro.
Yes, the actual hands and
oh, yeah.
handcuffs, those were
oh, yeah.
so cool.
I love
those
Police
are
Academy.
The best. Yeah, Police Academy's great.
Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high. Well, so do I. So let's go to yoDelta.com today and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff works and should be taken responsibly. So today, head on over to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. Use our promo code GAS for 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Let's get back into the show.
How about this? Did you hear about that guy that was found dead in the woods months after he went missing and his dog was just next to him?
Yeah, I just saw that on TikTok.
How did that happen?
Yeah, and cats are better, sure.
Dogs do
yeah,
that, though.
Yeah,
no?
They're the best.
Cats are better.
It just hung out with him?
100%.
I don't know.
He stood
the
there
full
like a
story.
Champion. He goes, this is my owner.
No, that's because dogs are stupid. A cat would
eat
him for sustenance, and then
yeah.
you'd be one with the thing that you love more than anything.
That's
cats
how
are
I
want to cats are phenomenal.
That's what I'm saying, dog. All right, right now, raise hands. Who likes dogs? Who likes cats? Cats win.
I still think we beat
and
the shit out of you guys,
both.
Though.
I like pointing a laser at a cat and watching it turn into a little tiger. That's cool.
Like you're not gonna win a fight. If cats were the same size as dogs, it'd be a problem. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
thank God they're not. They'd eat us.
Oh, dude.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about
us. Yeah, give a
us
fuck
all.
About
dude,
us. Yeah, yeah.
They choose
cat.
To. That's why. I
yeah.
Like
that's
cat.
Why. No. That's why God made him small. He's like, that is too much.
You know,
yeah.
cats have over 200 different facial expressions.
Yeah.
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 They're smart. They're cool. My guy lays on my chest and flops back. So he wraps his back around my neck, and then we take naps and miss things.
Did they only meow
that,
for us.
Cats could make over 100 different like vocalizations, and dogs could only make around like 10.
Yeah, and a dog is
you
blindly...
a cat person too?
Damn.
Dogs are cool.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're God. Right. Cats don't meow to each other. That's something that they're imitating human babies.
Yeah,
because they know we respond to.
Oh, they're imitating babies.
Yeah, how about they leave a baby alone with a cat and see what happens?
Yeah.
You have no more baby.
Alex has.
When my when we brought the baby home from the hospital on the first night, she was like freaking out and crying. We finally got her to sleep, and having a new baby at home meant that the cat couldn't stay in our bedroom anymore because we were obviously just nervous having them both together. So this is the first night that we like lock the cat out. And after the baby went to sleep, Mike and I were like freaking out because she was making noises that sounded exactly like the baby crying 5 minutes ago. Like exactly.
No way.
It was the craziest shit.
Yeah, because she wants to be the baby.
Have you left
the baby alone with the cat?
Now, at this point, I have because I've monitored it enough that I trust them together.
And how do they get along?
This morning, I actually saw that the baby had like lick marks on her head that the cat was licking.
That was from Harrington.
Yeah, you see.
I mean, but dogs are dogs.
Yeah, let me tell you.
A dog will sit there and protect the dog. I'm not gonna lick him.
Yeah,
protect him.
A fucking cat will never maul a baby to death.
Yeah. Yes, it will. No, I guarantee you, there's a baby that's been killed by a cat. That's
good. Yeah, but there's way more than been killed
Google
by dogs.
Or scratch
pit
the fuck
bulls
up.
Fucking
Google
kill. It. Kill people.
Yeah, people, not
yeah,
babies.
Cats don't.
What's more likely with a baby and a cat is that the cat will cuddle the baby and suffocate it to death by accident.
Oh, is it by accident, Alex? Is it by accident?
Have you ever thought something was so cute you want to kill it?
Yeah.
You.
My dick.
It's called cute aggression.
By the way, my two cats fucked me up. I was not ready for a coordinated attack. I had a little cat and a big cat. I stepped on the little cat's foot, and it let a noise I've never heard before. It went, meow. And I was like, what the fuck's that? And I realized it was a hootie hoo. My big cat came running at me.
Aww.
The two of them. Alex, you remember I came in covered in blood because my two cat, they climbed up me.
Oh, my God.
And I was covered, and I went, Harrington was here, and I took my fucking pants off in the bathroom, and from my knees up to my belly was all blood.
Oh,
because they wrecked. There was a point, it must have looked so fucking funny, just because I started spinning, and they were both hanging on to me, and I'm spinning, and they're just hanging on to me, and I slammed the door on them. And they waited outside. I had to wait them out for 15 minutes until they got bored and walked away.
Oh, my God.
That's the last time you saw them in Jurassic Park.
So never, ever attacked me again.
So they're really like cougars and shit. And
yeah,
like
he's got orange guys. And orange cats have a propensity to be crazier.
Yeah, orange cats are nuts.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because I don't know if it's they always talk about brain cells. My orange cat, Cornflake, we actually had to get rid of him because it broke into the neighbor's house and fucked their dog up. To the point where the dog like had to have like his spleen reattached or something
oh my God.
Yeah, like, and the neighbor made us get rid of the cat because like it messed their dog up. But the dog had been like coming in our yard.
Yeah.
So the cat was just like, hey, well, you want to run these? You want to run? Yeah. Let's go then.
Yeah, I read something that orange cats, there's two kinds. One, they're either fucking retarded, like the dumb as fuck, or they're nuts.
Yeah.
And aggressive. I have got one of each.
That is.
Yeah.
I think it's just because they're, I think most orange cats are men.
Yeah.
And there's another thing with them that they're just like, they're fucking unhinged.
Has a little cat ever lived with like a tiger or something like that? A big cat?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like
yeah.
they don't kill each other?
Well, they domesticated themselves.
Cats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but because they were so small that
No, they just yeah, they just realized, oh, if I, like, I'm going to just live in your house now, right? And then we was like, I guess you kill the rats.
If you release 100 cats in like the wild, like the forest and all that shit, you know, like could they survive and live?
Yeah, there's cat colonies.
They would survive more than dogs.
Oh, for
yeah, they would survive more.
More than a little dog.
If I put them in the jungle with like panthers,
yeah, dude,
and shit.
Put a bunch of fucking orange tabbies in the woods, and then put a couple Pomeranians. See who comes out alive.
Yeah, Pomeranians. No. But what about like pit bulls and shit?
I think my dog would be able to survive.
Like 100 pit bulls and 100.
I got a boxer.
Dog couldn't survive 10 minutes without you.
I know it's the best.
I think bigger dogs could.
Yeah, Bill Burr has a similar bit, so I don't want to step on his joke that
he did.
What
can I just hear it?
What is it where your wife gives a finger to Trump?
About how he got a rescue pit bull and they were like, yeah, lived like in the fucking by the river in East LA for months, and then he realizes when he got it, he's like, Oh, it was eating stuff.
Because it wasn't eating berries.
Yeah. And my my brother-in-law's got a pit bull. He's a cop. And they found it on the subway. Like, it was just a loose pit bull in the subway tracks. And then they realized it had been there for a while.
Yeah.
So it was fucking eating. It was eating rats.
I had a I used to date a chick. She, slim little white girl, and went to her house. Yeah, I went to her house or whatever, and this bitch had a big, she had a pit bull, but the pit bull was like one of those little, like buff ass.
Was it like the blue nose?
No, it wasn't the blue nose, it was red
like
nose.
A kangaroo. Like a
shark
yeah, I know. Like
that.
Yeah.
And she had that one, and it was aggressive.
Yeah,
and
white women love rescuing pit bulls. That's their shit.
Yeah, and it was so, it looked mean, like you don't want to fuck up, like, I don't know. And then she had to get rid of it because it attacked another dog and killed that motherfucker.
Yep.
And yeah. Anyway.
See, I don't.
Aren't pit bulls illegal now?
In England, they're phasing them out in England.
Oh.
I think it's that you can't, they're not like illegal, but I think you can't breed or sell them anymore. So with the idea being that you're not going to be able to have one in like two or three generations. Ian, how do you feel about the tobacco thing in England?
What?
Oh, you don't know about this?
No, what?
Do you guys know what I'm talking about? King Charles now announced that there's an age cutoff.
Uh-huh.
Well, I believe it's anyone who's 14 years old and younger will never be able to legally buy tobacco.
That's so
all fucked. Cigarettes, anything. So basically, if you're older than that, you've hit the cutoff where you're going to be able to buy cigarettes when you're the correct age, when you're 21 or whatever it is there. But anyone younger than that, it's supposed to be that by the time those people are old, it's completely tobacco-free England.
That's so fucked.
How much money could you make just buying tobacco for little kids?
Well, no, I think it's just going to be a huge black market now.
Yeah, why?
Where people are going to drive to other countries.
And why are they doing this?
So people don't smoke and die of cancer?
Who gives a shit?
England?
Let them die. People gotta die. It's all part of life. Why are we so afraid of dying?
Okay, so can cocaine and heroin be legal here?
It's different. It's different. They legalized cocaine and heroin in fucking Vancouver. Look at that place. It's a fucking nightmare. It's zombie town. Legalizing, making cigarettes available to people, it's choice. And also, it's not a class one narcotic.
And it's also called a fag.
And
I'm so sorry. The real Scopo just came out there. That wasn't a joke. That was just an act. You know what they call them fags, dude?
That was straight up Long Island.
Yeah.
No. It.
Are they getting rid of vapes and shit too?
They're getting. I believe first it's cigarette.
They're getting
cigars.
Rid of our freedoms and choices under the guise of safety.
Yeah.
And England.
I knew this was going to grind Ian's gears.
Right wing Ian's coming out.
England and Israel is a precursor to America. Okay, so everything that's happening there, it's coming.
You know where you got to vote if you don't want that.
They're going to vote. Well, no, we're all fucked. if they're doing that over there, it will eventually hit us, and it's so disgusting that they're taking away choice. To fucking smoke cigarettes. Why don't they do this with alcohol? There's more alcoholic deaths per year than... It dwarfs cigarettes. It dwarfs cancer. It's fucking gross.
And I think secondhand smoke was always a myth.
Yeah. That's a fucking lie, too.
It was never real.
Yeah. And also, we're honoring the Native Americans. I die from cancer, it's what they would have wanted.
Facts.
So, what the fuck?
Yeah, if you're
Chief, not here anymore.
Yeah, if you're smoking those red cigs.
I smoke the reds.
No, reds. Go to the reds.
Oh,
smoke Marlboro reds?
I smoke Marlboro reds, but I bought a carton of Senecas from a res.
When we worked on the movies, I smoked Senecas.
I got a carton of Senecas, $31 on a res.
I smoked cigarettes for like 12 years, but I don't smoke any. I haven't smoked in like over a decade. But
did you have a favorite?
I would go off and on, but I was like Marlboro Lights usually, and then Newports.
I gotta have that full flavor.
No,
you smoke cigarettes, right?
I would smoke like I was a 2-pack. I would go 1.5 to 2-pack. If I was
where I'm at.
Yeah.
Why? I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. Like,
well, let's have one.
You know what?
You don't want to.
Right now,
Jamar.
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
You don't want to.
They're not fun. They're not until fun. You get into it.
The only reason
I know, but I wanted to just hold on to them because
I've only smoked when I work on movies, because movie sets, you're there for like 18 hours and you have to kill time while you're waiting for people to set up.
So is it something to do?
It's something to do.
Everybody starts smoking out of peer pressure.
When I got these, Senecas, a carton, $31, unregulated. You don't even know what is fucking in them. They're straight from the natives. I smoked half a pack, and my lower jaw started hurting. And I've never felt before. I was like, I can't do this.
Are you sure that's from the cigarettes or something else you were doing that day?
Like what?
Gay stuff.
Sucking cock.
Fucking. Like, buy shit.
It's been a while since my last incident.
Okay, good for you.
All right?
I smoked Seneca's when we worked on the...
No, never mind.
Yep.
2 weeks.
When we worked on the movie, one of the Buffalo movies, I smoked Seneca's. We had a Native American who belonged to the res, and he would go for us, and he got his discount.
Oh my
so
God.
We would send him for like the whole like 80 people on set with a van, and he would fill the van with cartons, and everyone would put in an order. And then he came up to me and the two producers of the movie. He's like, hey, boys, I brought you some smokes too. And he hands us a plastic bag full of probably 500 cigarettes.
Yes.
And we're like, cool, thank you. And we're smoking for about a day or two. And we are all coughing up blood. It's like we're smoking glass, right?
What's in them?
His name was Pat.
Metal?
We go, Pat, what the fuck cigarettes did you get? Like, we were all dying. And he goes, those are from the floor sweepings. They give them to us for free.
At the end of the day, they just sweep the floor, roll them up,
and give them out to the Indians.
That's not cool. Are you trying to kill them off or something?
No, I think that's just their cheap.
No, they did a pretty good job.
Yeah,
of that
we did a real good, like 99%. Yeah, no, literally the only ones we didn't kill.
Well, they also sterilized Native women in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
The ones who survived, we just couldn't find. You know what I mean?
A big part of it was because of their relationship to the earth and the environment, because a lot of, oil companies and everything were like, dude, this ground is full of like minerals and stuff that we can become fucking gajillionaires off of. And the natives are like, well, this is our spirit. This is important. They're like, we got to get these fuckers out of here so we can make money.
And that is Ian's opinion via turquoise jewelry.
These were given to me by natives.
Good. I'm very happy you have that. But I'm also glad that we have pants and roofs.
I think it would be nice if there was a happy balance. Yes, Jamar.
Hey, like the dinosaurs and all that other shit. Is there any race of people that were alive that just aren't alive anymore? Like, does anybody know that question?
I mean, Native Americans and now soon to be Jews.
Again?
Bro.
Nah, they always pop up. Come on.
They're 2% of the United States population.
Yeah, but they're smart people.
Hey guys, real quick, I just want to talk to you about one of my favorite sponsors here on the show, and that is Tushy. Guys, Tushy is amazing. It's a bidet that hooks up right to your toilet at home, and it sprays water up your bum. Listen, if you got poop on your arm, would you want to use just a piece of paper to wipe it off? No, you want to wash it off. Well, Tushy is absolutely the thing you love. You're going to absolutely go nuts. You feel so fresh. You feel so much better. And you just feel cleaner walking around. Hell, listen, if you're like me, you're a gentleman who gets a bit of swamp butt. Sometimes I ain't even poop. And I like to use the bidet just to feel fresh, Stop wiping and start washing. Go to HelloTushy.com. That's HelloTushy.com/guys, and you're going to get 10% off your first order. One more time, guys, that's hellotushy.com/guys for 10% off your first order. You guys are absolutely going to love it. Your asshole's going to thank me, and the person who licks your asshole is going to thank me even more.
The Congo, man, they going through it too, man.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
They're trying to get rid of them.
There's probably a lot of like smaller tribes that are gone.
I'm sure there's tribes that don't know us about.
What is the Senegalese or something? Is the island off of like
Senegal?
Yeah. No. It's the one island where no one's allowed to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you're talking about. Like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Well, there's a story.
Nobody's literally allowed to go.
A boat goes there once every 6 months, and they allow the boat to go and drop off some shit or something like that. But I think that's it, though.
They murdered the last dude who tried to go.
North Sentinel Island.
What's it called?
North Sentinel Island.
Yeah.
A big myth about us stamping out the natives was like, we poison them and this disease. A lot of it was food, because they weren't used to our food, so their bodies couldn't digest different foods properly.
So you sure it wasn't the whiskey they were washing it down with?
That's
that their
myth.
Bodies can't process?
It's a myth.
Their bodies can't process?
No. Americans gave them the
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how Asian people turn red when they drink?
They do?
Yeah.
Every single Asian?
Dude, these used to turn red every time
yeah.
you drink.
Why? Why?
It's something their body doesn't have the enzymes yeah. that we have to process Sorry. Liquor.
Wait, so they get tan every time they drink?
No,
they turn like beet red.
Yeah. Like beet red. Yeah.
Every single Asian on Earth.
Not every single.
Not if they're mixed. Yeah, but I think if you're
Chinese people do. Yeah. I know that Japanese people do. I'm not 100% about Koreans. I just know Koreans
Look
drink
at my Asian friends.
A ton, though.
But they have their.
I was like, I gotta check in on my age.
their
you
body.
Read?
Go ahead, tell us about it, Alex.
So it is a result of a deficiency of a liver enzyme that
what?
Causes East Asian people to turn red when they drink alcohol.
Yeah, some of my friends can't even drink. They have one drink and they're like fucking whacked.
I gotta tweet.
Did you know about the how Asians have blue butts?
Blue what? What?
Asians are born with blue butts.
No, they're not.
What?
Ian, why would I make that up?
For hilarious.
It's called a Mongolian birth spot, and a lot of Asians are born with giant blue marks on.
Flat bluish gray skin markings commonly appearing in a birth. Blah, blah, blah.
They appear commonly at the base of the spine, on
Show
the buttocks and back. So my wife's a preschool teacher, and they had a little Asian girl in the class.
And it goes away, right?
Yeah, it goes away as they grow up. But they had a little Asian girl in her class, and they had to call home because they thought somebody was spanking her. And they had to do a wellness check. And then the grandma comes in, and she's like, oh, no, she's got
she
Asian
just shows
blue.
Her blue ass.
She goes, she's got Asian blue butt. And they're like, what?
Oh,
she's
my
like,
God.
It's a Mongolian birth spot. And they thought she was, like, fucking with them because
right.
they were spanking this little girl.
Right.
But then they looked it up, and, yeah, Asians are born with blue butts.
Whoa.
See, maybe don't question my fun facts, Ian.
I'm glad I questioned so that you could explain.
Hey, I got a nephew. He's just black. Well, actually
yeah,
he's Belizean.
That won't
he's,
go away.
No. He's Belizean and he has Mongolian.
He's stuck like that.
He's Belizean and he has Mongolian marks. Is this true with the Belizeans? Or
I don't know.
I don't know. Genghis Khan conquered a lot of people. So. Yeah.
Although, I will say there was, Alex, see if it was a Rockefeller, there was a guy who was from generational wealth and he left his family. He was like into photography and journalism. And
yeah,
he went
natives
to,
ate him.
That's the rumor, but they did find one picture of a white man with this tribe naked, like he lived with a tribe of cannibals.
What?
Did someone just talk through the headphone?
I don't have headphones on.
God?
I'm pretty sure he got ate. That's a very cocky move to be a Rockefeller and be like, I'm going to go check out these cannibals, dude, see what they're all about.
I would like to think he was ingratiated into their world and he ate people too, and they didn't eat him.
Then where'd he go?
How trash are the animals around you if you got to eat people?
No, it's probably ritual, probably. It's probably like ritual shit from what they think they're gods.
Or it's not breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No,
do you think it's eating out of like, kill them and eat them? Or is it like, we're all friends, you know, Jamar dies, so we eat him so that he'll be a
no,
part
I think
of
it's
us.
If you, because there's like warring tribes.
Oh, it's
and
like
I think
conquering.
It's,
yeah, waste not, you, want not, kind of?
Or no, when you kill your tribe.
You treat it like the buffalo?
You eat
there's
the
a
people
thing
you
when
kill.
You go hunting, you're supposed to like, after you kill like a
eat
bear.
Eat the deer
you're
heart.
To, you're supposed to eat the deer heart. Like, nah.
Hey, one time we was at the Comedy Store. Remember that tall ass Native American dude named Dakota?
Oh yeah.
Remember that nigga? Remember he was in the Comedy Store at the main room, and then he started fighting another Native American dude out of random. And
I
then
heard
niggas,
that. I heard about
yeah.
that. Yeah.
And then it was like, why are you fighting him? He was like, it's just some tribe shit. Like that's real. So like, it's on site for some of these motherfuckers.
Yeah,
sometimes.
It's ready to go.
Wow.
It's worse than Bloods and Crips.
This is a real like
way worse.
That's crazy.
No way. You're joking.
I swear to God, no, they hate each other. They're conquering tribes. Like one tribe conquered another tribe, and they don't forget that they killed the whole entire fucking tribe, basically. So they like,
the
I hate
the Iroquois are still going at each other.
I've read stuff that we have really Disneyfied what the Native Americans
they
were like
brutal to each other. Mm.
They like went in and like killed the women. Like it wasn't like the way we do war. It was like, you pull up and kill everybody.
Yeah.
They were phenomenal warriors. Like, people forget how good they were at war. Mm-hmm.
But we've made them a very peaceful, loving the earth.
Some of them are.
But a lot of them were fucking.
Yeah, now when they own casinos.
Cutting heads off.
Well, anyway, Dakota got banned.
Did he get banned?
He got banned.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you seen him there?
No, I haven't.
I'm sure, like, in his tribe, though, he's probably, like, a hero.
That was,
who was the guy at the comedy store that pulled
up Eddie Izzard?
The cat?
You remember him?
Oh, yeah, I remember Cat. That could be anyone from Cat Williams to Slick Johnson.
What is his name? Sam Kennison pulled a gun one time.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah, there's still bullet holes there. That's such a cool story. Can I ask
you guys he tried to shoot Ollie Joe Prater.
You guys you're very knowledgeable of the LA scene more than me. Mm-hmm. Was it the store or was it Laugh Factory where George Lopez beat up Mencia?
I was the Ice House.
Was the Ice House?
He didn't beat him up. He jacked him up against the wall.
Yeah.
I heard he pulled up in, like, a beautiful car and just got out and scared the shit out of him.
I heard George Lopez is kind of like a gangster.
I heard he's a real dude. I heard he's the real deal.
Yeah.
Great. I know he was in the situation with Carlos, wasn't he an amateur
boxer or some shit like that, too?
I have no
George
idea.
George Lopez?
Yeah, like when he was younger or something like that.
I know Joey Medina was.
Was he?
Joey Medina was.
And then where did Lovitz beat up Andy Dick?
I mean,
John Lovitz beat up Andy Dick.
Slammed his head into a bar.
I feel like a lot of people
have beat up Andy Dick.
This is when Slink Johnson pulled a gun in the Comedy Store.
Oh my Slink, God. Black Jesus.
He's got really bad trigger control. His trigger safety's bad.
Slink
his fingers
Johnson
on the
is
trigger.
Hilarious. Shout out to Slink.
And the only person that ever get
now
it's
what,
crazy. The only shooting at the store was actually not even about comedy.
Oh no.
That was I remember we were in L.A. around that time, I think, when there was the shooting outside the store.
We was upstairs doing Rose Battle.
I watched the whole shooting go down.
You did?
Yeah, I was across the street.
What happened?
Waiting for the bus. I was across the street waiting for a bus, and I had my headphones on and stuff, and I just, like, I heard pop, pop, and then pop, 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 and I looked over, and I was like, oh, shit. And then the dude walked across the street, just, like, walked. There was cops with their lights on at Pink Dot. Like right down the street,
yeah.
And the dude walked across the street past the.
What did he look like?
I don't know. Just I wasn't looking. I was like,
was it a guy?
He started. Yeah.
Was it a guy who was mad about missing a slot on potluck?
I mean, it could have been. I didn't know who got shot. I just knew that he was walking across the street, and I was like, he could see me, so I like ran across the street to the other side because I was like, oh shit, did somebody like the homie get shot? And I ran up there. And Josh Nasser was with the dude, and he was on his way out. And then so I just, like, ran past then and came up into the belly room and was like, hey, somebody got shot. Y'all good? And they were still roast battling.
Yeah, I was up there cooning my ass off. Having a ball.
That shit was crazy. And then the cops were like, did you see anything? I was like, I'm actually legally blind, dog. I ain't see nothing. And then they let me go.
That's wild.
Yeah, that was crazy.
We actually have to wrap up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got another podcast coming in.
Before we wrap up, I was able to find... the article that Zach was talking about.
Oh, shit.
Does it have me?
Yeah. It doesn't have a picture, but...
Oh, it used to have a picture. Now, I fully understand the Troma brand. They're all about shock and provocation to sell their movies. With the sight of a large, heavily made-up man with thinning hair and the head of a wallowing animal, Zach Amico...
Zach! 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 Zach!
Possibly the least sexy thing I have ever seen in France. For that reason alone and the stink... feeling of eternal, soulful sickness that came with the vision, Mr. Troma 2013 qualifies for a rather inauspicious mention here.
Oh, my God.
And now, by the way,
can you click on the picture of the author? Because he's a fat ginger, and I hate him. Yeah, look at that.
Simon Gallagher!
Fuck you! It's on site, like warring tribes.
Fuck
Simon.
You, Simon
like,
Gallagher.
You need to put that on your page and then be like, also sold out every show. You know what I mean? Like,
thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to our wonderful guests, Jamar Neighbors, Nathan Hare, Chris Scopo. On behalf of myself and everyone here at Gas Digital Studios and on Fidance, this is Zach Amico saying bye, guys.
Fun times.